This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care, it's time we stand. It starts with a voice.
Welcome to the Special Chronicles show. My name is Daniel Spakowski. I'm the founder of Special Chronicles, a Southern Survivor Global Messenger alum with Special Olympics, and a service ambassador at United Airlines based in Chicago. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can see my archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free, and follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, specialchronicles.com. This week on the Special Chronicles podcast, Unified Work Series, Season 5, we are on the job with Linda Jojo, Chief Customer Officer at United Airlines. Please put your virtual hands together as we welcome Linda to the Special Chronicles show and our Unified Work Series. Welcome, Linda.
Hey, Daniel. Great to be here with you, finally. It's hard to get on your show.
It is. I have to say, it is 15 years ago. 15 years ago, when I started podcasting, I didn't think that it would be held to book guests, but it's amazing that this podcast has gotten, I don't want to say popular, but has gotten well known, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, it certainly is. It's both. It's popular and well known.
Absolutely, yeah. And including a few years ago, one of our episodes has even aired on the in-flight entertainment.
Yes.
On board, and it's been on Flying Together and the United Daily. So
yeah, well, you're a legend at O'Hare. I hope your I hope your listeners know that where Daniel is in the airport, people know, because there's usually a crowd around you.
Absolutely, including I have to share with you, just a couple of weeks ago, one of my long time listeners was I was coming into work, and we were in a lobby, and he recognized me from the back of my head.
Wow.
And then we were in line at Starbucks, and he was going to Savannah, and his gate happened to be in the area where I was working, and he somewhere I've got.
Did he get a picture with you? I hope. Did you get
yes.
a picture with him? Yes. Okay, good.
Yeah. And for those listeners who want to see that, at Podman Dan, if you follow me on Instagram, you all can see that. But he, I made a note, and I don't have the note in front of me right now, so I'll try to remember it. But he was flying to say goodbye to his mom in Savannah, and he said, he posted on his LinkedIn that it was grace that he saw me at the airport. And this is one of my long time listeners to my podcast, that but like that connection, I think, speaks to myself and all of us service ambassadors, special athletes, bring to.
We're probably getting out of order in terms of what you want to talk about, so I'll let you back to run the show here. But you're exactly right.
We are, yes, and so we'll come back to that. But first, for our listeners, we've known each other for the past 2.5-3 years through our. Yeah, at least
I've known who you were longer than that.
That's right. Yeah, because I believe even from our orientation 5 years ago, ever since I started at United. So for our listeners, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us your job at, for those of you that are not watching the video, if you're just listening to the audio podcast, you don't see Linda's job title. So share with us your job title, your connection to our disability community, and then we'll go from there afterwards. But just your job, your connection to our disability community.
Okay. Well, Daniel, I am the Chief Customer Officer at United Airlines. And what that means is that I lead the amazing employees of United that create a great customer experience for our passengers and our customers. And so that means that the people that are looking at how the airport is laid out, how it works for people of all abilities, and how that experience is, that group of people, plus the digital technology organization, our contact centers, and even our cybersecurity team.
Awesome. Awesome. And this is the kind of the part where I want to kind of bring in briefly about a special Olympics World Games in Berlin 2023. Mm-hmm. We both attended that last June. And for our listeners who I'm sure a lot of our listeners know, but for those, because I'm sure we'll probably have a lot of our fellow United family that would be will be hopefully tuning in. Mm-hmm. The Special Olympics World Games is the world's largest inclusive sports event, United is a global partner of Special Olympics and has supported these World Games. Can you talk about a few of your favorite memories? We connected, and maybe even using it as a jumping off point. We were at the Berlin Night, which is a night where there's a lot of politicians and ambassadors and people from our movement all together. And you saw me from across the room. So maybe kind of use that as a jumping off point.
Sure. Well, Daniel, also for your listeners, I know you know this, but in addition to being the Chief Customer Officer, I'm the executive sponsor of Bridge, which is our employee resource group for employees of all abilities. And so I am really proud of that association. That's how you and I got to know each other better when you were on the board of that group. In that role, because we sponsor the Special Olympics, I was given the opportunity to come to opening weekend of the Special Olympics. Now, I knew that you and Hannah were two of only 10 Sergeant Shriver global ambassadors, and that you would have a very big and busy role there. But I still thought that maybe, in Berlin, we could see each other and I could meet your parents and your friends. And you told me that you were extremely busy and you were disappointed and hoped that you could fit me in. But we couldn't find an officially scheduled time to do that because of how busy you were. So how thrilled was I when we were standing in a very crowded, they called it a beer garden, in Berlin. I think if he hadn't been speaking, he was about to, but Tim Shriver, I think, was getting ready to speak. And so there was a lot of people all crowded through, and I got to see you from across the way and was able to come up really quickly and say hello to you. I met five or six other global ambassadors at the same time, maybe not five or six, two or three, I think, at the same time. We're able to give you a quick hello, but it also showed me just how important the Global Ambassador Program was to the Special Olympics. And for me, it was just incredible to see the energy, and there were people from all around the world. Obviously, many people, local German politicians, as you said, were there. But to see how important a night that was, really was really, really special. Certainly was.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really, I found the past 5 years to be a really impactful role. As a Southern Tribal Global Messenger, it's an elite opportunity out of like Oval, I don't have the white numbers in front of me, but over 5 million athletes across the globe to be selected as one of 10 is a huge honor. And it's not just a role, but it's an opportunity to really lead the inclusion revolution. Switching back now, can you talk a little bit more about your connection to a disability community and how that brought you to be the executive sponsor of Bridge? I've heard on a few town hall events that we've had. You've shared your story, but kind of share with our listeners a little bit more about your connection, because I think it has something to do with a neighbor of yours who was deaf and hard of hearing. So share a little bit more about that story and how that brought you to be the executive sponsor of our disability business.
I actually feel really passionately about inclusion just across, every aspect of both the business community and, you know, frankly, from life for everybody. So inclusion to me is like the word in diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's my word. I believe that inclusion propels innovation and all the things that that you are doing. I think that my personal connection to this community does start from a neighbor who lived across the street from me. His name was Jimmy Tobin. And Jimmy was a little bit younger than I was. And he was just a really special young man. And I did what all young teenage girls did when they were growing up and needed some money, is I watched over him. I they would call the word babysitter, but he was not a baby in any way, but he just needed somebody that was around him. And he was just a special person. His whole chest was full of heart. And I learned an awful lot from him and about him. And I will still never forget, my mom was also a pretty important person in my life and in his, him yelling across the street every time he saw my mother, just yelling her name at the top of her lungs, just so happy to see him. So he's probably the first person that made me aware of how people with different abilities still had abilities and very special parts to them, and to really be able to leverage that. And that was my first, that's the first person who really means, but there's a long line of people since then. And then from United's perspective, we have many different business resource groups. And what we try and do is, in order to make this not just the bottoms up organization or grassroots organization, but also make sure that they have top down support. We have a member of someone from the executive team sponsors a business resource group. And I was just felt that the natural connection, both with my personal passions, but also with my role as chief customer officer, there was just really a natural connection here to be thinking about how we could be a more inclusive airline for employees and for our customers. And so I was really thrilled when I was asked to do that.
Awesome. There's a lot more that we could say, but that's a good jumping off point. That's going to lead to the next two segments of the program. I'm talking about inclusive employment as well as accessibility. But first, as you and our listeners probably hear some background music that is on. And that's because we're going to take a quick sponsor break here to let our listeners know that support for Special Chronicles comes from listeners like you. As an independent public media podcast, Special Chronicles has always been there for you, but it does, even though it's free for you to listen and watch this podcast, it costs money to operate our studio, to further our mission a monthly website hosting, audio hosting, video hosting, all that costs money for Special Chronicles every month. So please, if you could, we would greatly appreciate it if you could support our weekly podcast with a monthly or one-time gift of thanks. You can support this podcast at specialchronicles.com/give. That's specialchronicles.com/give. And with that, I'm going to fade that down. And as I pull up back up to the so many notes here, that's how I try to be prepared.
You're organized. You're really organized, Daniel. I'm impressed.
Thank you. So as using Bridge Business Resource Group as a jumping off point and the introduction of this episode, how we got connected 5 years ago was when I joined, well, me and Lowen and Kyle and Z, the four of us, OG or original service ambassadors, when thanks to the global partnership with United Airlines and Special Olympics, High Wing, well, at the time it was four Special Olympic athletes. We've since expanded it to other hubs. Let's begin and talk about, because I think you've known of the program for well, coming up on October will be 5 years. So for the past 5 years, you've known about this. And can you talk to us about when you first heard of our inclusive or unified employment program of the four of us service ambassadors?
Yeah, you know, I can't recall exactly whose idea it was. I wish I could, because it was a darn good one.
I think it might have been Jonna.
Was it Jonna?
Yeah.
McGrath? Okay. It doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me even a little bit, because at that time she was at O'Hare. And as you know, she now is the vice president of our Denver hub. And not surprisingly, we have service ambassadors in Denver as well now. But, you know, when we were looking at some ways to, frankly, help not just our customers, but our employees to understand what it meant to be inclusive, what better place than the Special Olympics, who are leading the inclusion revolution. And so as we were thinking about what those places would be, hearing about the idea of a service ambassador, it just seemed like something that made complete sense for us to go ahead and do. And wow, has it been successful. And I think, you know, for people to know, Daniel has a real job at United Airlines. He has a schedule he has to keep. I don't know how he does that sometimes with everything else you have going on. But he has a schedule. He has a role to assist our customers in what can be a very sometimes chaotic or even scary environment that is a large airport such as O'Hare in Chicago. And so this is something that he and his fellow service ambassadors do. And the idea here is to obviously help our customers, but also to be a role model for our employees about what inclusive service looks like. And for that, we are really indebted to the Service Ambassador Program that the Special Olympics holds, and, you know, are really thrilled with how this work is happening with our customers. It really is improving the customer experience at United Airlines.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. That's perfectly put in. A few notes I want to just bring up based on what you said. One has to do with a core four values. And for our listeners who are not part of the United family, that's safe, caring, dependable, and efficient. All of the core four values, something when I the second time as a repeat guest that I had our former CEO Oscar Muniz on, he had mentioned that us service ambassadors, something that comes natural to us is the caring value, and I think that's something I also kind of that story that I shared at the beginning, at the top of the episode, kind of speaks to that part. So I'll have you comment on that as well as a few years ago for Special Olympics International, they had as a part of my role as a global messenger, I had to give a quote, and I'm blanking on what the quote was for, but the quote was how that and this is a quote that I personally have said, that it's that us Special Olympics athletes show unconditional love to people who show us hate. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if you can kind of comment on that based on your experience of seeing us serve as ambassadors, both showing that the caring value to our customers, as well as showing unconditional love to mm-hmm. people who show us hate, in particular in our airport operations.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I said, Daniel, and as I know, of all your listeners that are also airline travelers, airline travel can be stressful, right? You're into an environment. We airline people, we know our way all around O'Hare and all of our different hubs and know how to find different things and, you know, which Starbucks line is going to be shorter at a different time of day. We know all that stuff because we're there all the time. But for people that aren't there, it can be a very confusing, chaotic, and stressful experience. On top of the fact that you're traveling somewhere, and by the time you have purchased an airline ticket and are about to start on that travel journey, you're doing something that is very important. It can be, as your friend said, to go say goodbye to their mother. It could be going to a joyful celebration like a wedding or a vacation. It could be going to an important business meeting or even a job interview. And so even all the situations about why you're traveling has different emotions inside of people. And you add to that the stress of an unknown environment. Sometimes it does bring out the worst in people. But I actually kind of firmly believe that there's always good in there somewhere. And I think that is a good embodiment of what our service ambassadors do, is that they actually inherently believe in the good in people, no matter what that outward expression is, because the weather has canceled their flight, or they are late because of traffic getting to the airport, or they're not really sure what's going on with their checked bag, or they're hungry and they don't know where to go for a quick bite to eat. All of those different things create emotions in people. And the service ambassadors do such an incredible job to really just assume the best in people and to help them out and to kind of bring people down into a very calmer state in a very stressful situation. So for that, we're incredibly grateful.
Awesome. Yeah, and absolutely. And we're incredibly grateful that United has thought outside of the box to create these inclusive employment opportunities, I believe, I don't want to get into like a lot of the detail, the behind the scenes details of our job, but I just want to say, of course, there are jobs that others with disabilities, like our friends, who might work in a grocery store or other jobs in the community. But what I have to say, and I know this personally from talking with my parents and others, that not only do we get benefits, not only like the travel benefits, but the other insurance benefits, something that is so groundbreaking that United has done for us is given us this job to include benefits that I don't believe, and maybe if there's a listener out there that can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe United is the first, or if not very groundbreaking, with creating jobs to include full-time benefits like you have for us?
Well, here's what I would say, Daniel. You have a real job. So you have all of the benefits that anybody with a real job at United has, period.
That's what I think we are grateful for United with leading the way when it comes to inclusive employment. And you've mentioned about some of the benefits, but maybe you could kind of share one of two of your favorite benefits of how this inclusive employment program with our service ambassadors, how does it benefit the customer experience? Whether you've talked with customers that have interacted with our service ambassadors, or how has this inclusive employment program benefited the customer experience?
Well, you know, Daniel, I should probably, I know you're doing the questions here, but I'm actually very curious about what your answer is going to be. If you could think about that after I answer, I want to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Okay. But as I said, I think that you're making an impact on customers who are in a stressful situation. They need assistance, and you're able to provide that assistance to them. And for that, you make a one-on-one impact with our customers, and that's really, really important. We take data all the time on the customer experience, and when customers have an issue, it's less about the issue and more about how it's handled. And in that case, anytime that our service ambassadors are helping our customers through some type of travel difficulty, they're making a positive impact.
Absolutely. And I jumping off of what you said, I did think of how I would answer that.
Okay.
And I probably, for long-time listeners, if you've listened to our Unified Work series, I may have shared this example in the past, but I'll share it again with you as well as for our listeners hearing this for the first time. I had to go grab something on the other side of my studio here I'll show you, Linda, as well as our viewers, this. I don't know if you can see with the background,
But
it's a letter with on a United letterhead, and it's a customer compliment, and I think that this will hopefully help to clarify and answer your question. Which can you remind me and our listeners
you asked me what is the impact that the service ambassadors have on our customers. And so I was just curious to hear there's no right answer to this question, right? But what do you think the impact on our customers are?
What I know firsthand, the impact that us service ambassadors have on all United customers is one particular example of a customer named Paul, and I'm just gonna say first name, but he recently, like any of our customers, can reach out to our managers with feedback and compliments. He reached out to our John, our managing director, at the time she was in Chicago, and he wanted to thank me in particular for the excellent service that I provided to him. He wanted to express his gratitude of my professionalism as he attempted to navigate the airport with just minutes to find his gate and board his flight. He had observed me as a service ambassador assisting other travelers before he had an opportunity to interact with me. He trusts United Airlines recognizes what a great ambassador I am for them. He said, please stay the course and never change your commitment, concern, and compassion for clients as they attempt to navigate through the concourses of chaotic O'Hare. Please accept my personal thanks for taking care of our customers in such a gracious and professional manner. Great customer service is very important in our business, but it's the little things like that taken, I think John has added some comments, but it's the little things like that, taking the extra step of an extra minute to ensure the customer has what they need that will help us outperform our competitors. John, I really appreciated my extra efforts, and it's service like this that will keep our customers dedicated and loyal to United Airlines. And so she thanked me for awesome. A job well done. But I think that what kind of just a few things kind of that the customer had with me as a service ambassador was taking the time to be gracious, to be professional, to show compassion for the customer. And I think that's something that I and my fellow service ambassadors do every day to each customer that we interact with. That compassion, mm-hmm. and professionalism and concern and commitment is the benefit that we bring to our United customers.
Yeah. Well, Daniel, that was incredible because you asked me a question. I thought my answer would be interesting, but your answer would be better. And what's even better than that? A letter from a customer. So really well done. And I will tell, I think your listeners, they may think that we scripted that because you got that letter so quick. But we did not script that in any way. You had that right there.
No, we did not script that in the show notes that we have for the taping today. We did not. I like there's a reason why when you answered, I had to put you full screen because I don't know if you noticed, but I had to actually physically get out of my seat to go grab that.
Oh, that was pretty
good. I always keep it because it's important to even for us as service ambassadors to remind, just like it is for any of us, to remind ourselves of the impact. To wrap up this segment before we talk about accessibility, but I guess to kind of pull a nice ball on this inclusive employment conversation, you share any advice or expert tips that you can give to other companies on creating similar inclusive employment opportunities? Because I'm sure, and I know firsthand from along with Washington Chief Pilot Captain Joe Mills, who I know is good friends with you as well. We've spoken to other companies like the American Express, and it might have been Microsoft. I'm blanking on, but there's a couple of the companies that we have spoken to that we've spoken to about our service ambassador program. But can you give share any advice or expert tips to other companies, or if our listeners know of other are connected with other companies, if they kind of on how they can create a similar inclusive employment program?
Yeah. Well, I think I'll start with something I already said. They need to be real jobs. Don't make up a job to give somebody. Have it be a real job. That's the first thing. And then make sure that there is good support around that job so that as people are learning it, that they are able to be successful. And so that means having people like Jonna McGrath, who ran the customer service department at O'Hare when you started, but also all the people that were there to get you up and started, you know, because it was probably a little bit chaotic to the airport. So make sure there's a good support structure around it, and go for it. I don't think we have looked back even for a second at what value add the Service Ambassador Program has had to our customers and to the employees that they get to work with.
Awesome. I'm going to bring up another note that I made that's kind of off script, but I'm going to save that for after next this next break here, and that is to let you know and let our listeners know that support for Special Chronicles also comes from ComEd. Special Chronicles is proud to partner with the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program, which is the country's first energy efficiency education program that is designed for and taught by people with disabilities on energy and solar. You can learn more at specialchronicles.com/ComEd, specialchronicles.com/ComEd. And thanks to United Bridge Disability Business Resource Group, support for Special Chronicles also comes from Bridge. Special Chronicles is proud to partner with our Bridge BRG, which is, as Linda will get to in a little bit, Bridge is committed to being an ally for all employees and customers with disabilities, helping to create internal awareness to keep accessibility needs in mind. Bridge, connecting people of all abilities. You can book your travel today on united.com and on the award-winning United app. Learn more at specialchronicles.com/united. That's specialchronicles.com/united. And now back to the program. And with that, tried to kind of fade that off, hopefully smoothly. Oh, I think there was another accidentally. I've got what you don't see, Linda. I've got all these colorful buttons. I could play these clips, and it's just I accidentally clicked. I heard something. With that, before we briefly dive into accessibility, I noticed, and for our viewers, they might see over your shoulder a basketball. And I know from when we met, when we were together at the Accessibility Showcase May 2023, there was something that we bonded over, and that's what is so unique about Special Olympics is the power that sports and the playing field, and I've noticed this even from my coworkers at the airport, is that, particularly because I play basketball, is the bond that sports have to bring us together that makes us work together, not only the skills from being on a team, but also sports kind of helps to bring people together. And so you can share with our listeners kind of your connection, because I think we've played. Yeah, there we go. I played basketball in Special Olympics. We had a tournament beginning of February. This episode is airing in a couple of months, but beginning of February, my team got first place in this tournament. I made 18 points over two games, and so. Can you share? I've got the applause somewhere. All listeners can applaud for themselves. Anyways, can you share what your connection to basketball is?
Sure. Well, I almost brought that up earlier, Daniel, so I'm glad that you did. The other thing about Special Olympics that is important to me is how it rallies around sports and especially team sports. So you're right. I grew up playing basketball. If this was a video, I could stand up and you could see that I'm almost 6 feet tall. So it's a good thing that I played basketball. And I think I learned as much playing basketball as I did in some of my classes in college that were important in terms of life skills, right? It's you already said them. It's really working as a team versus as an individual. And, everybody wants to be able to participate, but working together as that with that common goal that is, beating the other team, winning against the other team is a really important skill to kind of gather together. It's more about that teamwork than just the individual traits that happen. And so when I heard that you were all, I'm not an Olympian. you're a Special Olympian. I'm not. But when I heard that you were also enjoy playing basketball, that was just yet another bond that we had. And so that was another highlight. I didn't get to go to any basketball games at the Special Olympics, but being able to go because it was the Special Olympics organization, but also because of what they do and what they do to bring people together using sports as that universal that Universal event, or it was really kind of cool. So I hadn't heard, about the tournament. Congratulations. Yeah. Love that.
Thank you. And it'll be awesome if in the future for our listeners, we don't have anything planned right now, but it'll be awesome in the future if we had like some type of employee unified
challenging me to a 3-point shooting contest or something. I'll shoot shots.
Well, I've only made one in all the years of playing. I've only made one 3-point basket.
We won't do that. Maybe we'll do layups or something.
Layups, yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, let's do layups. That sounds more my speed too. Okay.
Yeah. So with that, and all listeners can. Let us know in the comments if you guys are listening on Spotify or wherever, or on YouTube. You can let us know in the comments if you would like to see that. Speaking of accessibility, using United's Bridge Business Resource Group First Ever Accessibility Showcase that happened on May 2023 as a jumping off point, talk about what United is doing to make the travel experience more inclusive and accessible for people with disabilities. For example, I something that we launched last year with the support of Bridge and many other teams is Braille on all of our new aircrafts, with the help of the Travel Accessibility Board and United's Social Story, which all four of us sources in Chicago, all four of us source ambassadors were part of that photo shoot that helps people with disabilities to prepare for travel. But those are just a few examples. But using that accessibility showcase that we both spoke at at United's headquarters.
Yeah, well, you know, I think I might have mentioned that I think that inclusion propels innovation is a more than just a tagline for me. It's something I really believe in. And I think that if you can be inclusive, you can actually be better. And so let's use vision impairment as our example, and I'll kind of pull that through. But we could use many other different disabilities, both those that are seen or unseen, as an example. But when you think about people who are vision impaired, they often need assistance to go to literally navigate through life and through, unfamiliar spaces. But yet, like everyone, they want to be as independent as possible. So one of the things that we did that's not Braille on the aircraft, I'm going to actually use that as my third example, is when we built, and I noticed in your last spot, you called it the award-winning United mobile app. It is award-winning. And one of the awards that it won was being accessible. And by that, we meant designing it so that people with vision impairments who use screen readers in order to navigate through websites and mobile apps, that it worked well with the screen reader, that it was easy for the screen reader to read out and help the customer navigate the app. And you know what else we found out? That when we did it, it worked well for the screen readers, it actually worked better for everyone else. It actually was more intuitive and easier to understand because we started off with the intention of building it so it could work for what people with vision impairment. So that's one. The second thing is that one of the things we did during the pandemic is that we renovated our headquarters in downtown Chicago. And we renovated them to be more how people are working today, with more collaborative spaces than specific spots. And it just so happens that the same person who helped us design the mobile app, he is vision impaired. His name is Ray. I think you probably know him, Daniel.
Yes, and, I do.
And Ray helped us design how he could get around more easily in our new offices by where Braille should be and what kinds of ways it could say. And frankly, we found some gaps. And so he made it better. He made all of our signage better. So now we come to the aircraft, and as many people know, United is ordering 800 new aircraft. And the ones that aren't as new, we are retrofitting the inside of those aircraft. And we thought it was just a perfect time to be able to put Braille in important parts of the aircraft, like what row and seat number you're in, plus certain things around the lavatories, so that customers that were vision impaired didn't have to ask somebody, is this my seat? Just a little thing. Of course, they can do that, but just a little thing to be more able to do things on their own. So there's one thing around vision impairment that we're doing for customers in digital, for employees in our offices, and for our customers that are on board, and pulling that whole thread through. And it wouldn't happen without people like the folks on our Bridge BRG that have day jobs doing all kinds of different things, but are always trying to think about, hey, how could we make this better for people of all abilities? And when you make any experience better for people of all abilities or of any ability, you make it better for people of all abilities. And that's what we strive to do.
Awesome. I love that. And something else I also want to add, we did the lobby, and I believe only we might only have two airports that have that. I don't know. But we, with where it's color coded, and I heard from someone that, and that the shades of each of the colors in our, for example, in our Chicago lobby, is the reason why we have those particular shades is to help people that are colorblind.
That's new signage. That's right. We have new signage. We have it at O'Hare, which is where you work every day. And we also have it in Denver and a few other places. Those are the two biggest airports that have the new signage. It's all integrated. So it works in the app. What you see in the app is what you're going to see when you get to the airport. Again, trying to make that a little bit easier to navigate an unfamiliar place. But we also have the same colors. We also have icons. So if English isn't your first language, the icon should be able to help you understand this is where you drop your bag, or this is the way to security, or all the different types of reasons you have to get in, you have to get assistance, a different icon for each one and a different color for each one, done in a way, as you said, that folks that have maybe colorblind can still navigate. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm sure that there's a lot more that we could talk about accessibility, but for the sake of time, we're going to move on to the final segment. I know the last 47 minutes have seemed to have flown by. I didn't plan that aviation pun there, but sometimes these aviation puns can just kind of come out. But with that, I usually conclude with a question that has to do, as you know, with our Special Olympics movement, the inclusion revolution is a big part of inclusion and at Special Olympics, but also United. And so I'm going to kind of change this question. I usually ask it at the end, but I'm going to kind of rephrase it to kind of connect it to, just like how we connect people to connect it to United. But we've got a bumper that we're going to go ahead and roll to introduce this question.
We're not just athletes.
We are the ambassadors of an uprising. Peaceful protesters.
In a rebellion against anyone
who has a fear of difference.
Different.
Difference.
Our demands are
equality.
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 Dignity.
Dignity.
Dignity. And the recognition of our
shared humanity.
We will not stop or accept anything less.
Today, our world is
more divided than ever.
And coming together has never been more urgent.
The revolution is inclusion.
Find out more at jointherevolution.com.
We're not just...
I think I ended that bumble a little abruptly, so I apologize for our listeners. But that introduces this question, which for Linda and for our listeners, ever since I attended the Special Olympics World Games in 2019 in Abu Dhabi, I've been asking all of our guests this question that wraps up our conversation. And so, as you know, the inclusion revolution is a big message within our Special Olympics movement. It's also important here on this podcast and this platform, Special Chronicles and United Airlines. And so the spin to connect it to United is, how does the message of disability inclusion and us service ambassadors fit into United's Good Leads the Way campaign?
Well, Daniel, for those that don't know about where Good Leads the Way came from, it's not that somebody in our marketing department was thinking about a new marketing tagline and came up with Good Leads the Way. It's the opposite. The team in our marketing department was looking at what is something that defines United and looked at all of the different things that people at United were doing. And yes, that certainly includes our association with the Special Olympics and our service ambassadors, and realized that that and many other things were defining the good that United Airlines was doing. That wasn't specifically around being a good airline. By that, I mean getting you there on time, which is certainly very important. You and your bags need to get there on point, but more than just a good airline in our business, but good in our community. And so Good Leads the Way came as a definition of what employees at United Airlines were doing and describing what our culture is. And so I can say unequivocally that the work that we did to sponsor our service ambassadors, and more importantly, what you, our service ambassadors, who are our employees, are doing is leading the way with good, or good leads the way. And so that is absolutely how this came about.
Awesome. Well, that's a perfect way to wrap up. We do have one final question, but that I think that hopefully will give our listeners something to kind of think about and take into their lives. There's a lot of this conversation in the past 52 minutes, I think, but I think that example of how United is leading the way in doing and not just doing good, I would say, but showing how to do good not just our employees, but to our customers. Because by doing good, for example, with our service ambassadors, we're doing good to our customers as well.
That's right.
So just a few plugs, social media plugs. I'll include a link in the show notes to United's social story, which for those listeners, that points to united.com. But for our listeners on the award-winning app, you can also find it on the United app as well. united.com/United, where you can learn more. I put some information there on how United, on United's commitment to disability inclusion for employment and travel. If you want to hear more conversations on the meaning of inclusive employment, specialchronicles.com. Click on listen and then click on Unified at Work. And that we've had Steve on, we've had DEI officer, we've had our chief operations officer on. We've had John McGrath has been on a couple of times. We've had all of our service ambassadors, both Chicago, Denver, Houston on. I would love to Washington Dulles service ambassador team on. So hopefully we can work on getting that scheduled. We also include a link to a playlist of conversations with our service ambassadors for those of you that want to tune in. And before we get to that final question, I just want to just share a few plugs at the end. I think I accidentally deleted one of these plugs. But with Special Chronicles 2024 Giving Campaign, you can support this podcast with a monthly or one-time gift to help us operate our studio and further our mission, giving respect and voice to people with disabilities. SpecialChronicles.com/give, or just click on give now on specialchronicles.com. You can also shop our merchandise store. I'm not wearing it today, but we've got our Disabled Voices Matter line of merch, t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs. 60% of the profits, 60% of the profits will go back to Special Chronicles. You can visit specialchronicles.com/shop or just click on shop on specialchronicles.com and keep following the Special Chronicles podcast. Tap that follow button and you will be notified of new episodes that drop weekly. Every Monday, a new episode will drop. And so that's an easy way. A new episode will automatically be downloaded on your phone, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. So make sure to do that. Leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Leave your comments on Spotify. It will help more people know about how to make impactful, inclusive connections in your life through our podcast. And again, specialchronicles.com for links for where you can stream our archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free, as well as links to follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. And as we are, I know we said 45 minutes, Linda, but this conversation was just so impactful and powerful, and just want to thank you for taking the time out of both of our busy schedules to be on with us for just about reaching the hour mark, and so thank you for taking the time. Do you have any final thoughts on your overall time here today on the Special Chronicles podcast and our Unified at Work series?
Well, Daniel, I'll just say really quickly here that the time flew by. It was an absolute honor to be asked to be on your podcast. And I want to let you and all of your listeners know how proud we are of you and all of the service ambassadors. You are among our best employees, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor, and I'm grateful to be part of the United family, and I'm sure we'll meet up again, thank you again for taking the time. And until then, folks, we'll be back next week right here on specialchronicles.com. And until then, remember, choose to include, and disabled voices matter. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Special Chronicles podcast. Our podcast was produced by Daniel Smukowski on the Special Chronicles Network. Follow Special Chronicles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review Special Chronicles on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 500 episodes for absolutely for free. Also, there's a list of our favorites, original series, award-winning columns, and blogs. And sign up for our newsletter to receive exclusive bonus content delivered to your inbox. Again, specialchronicles.com. Special Chronicles is hosted by Podbean Podcast Hosting. Our live streams are powered by StreamYard. Thanks, as always, to our business manager, Adam Smukowski, who always encourages us to never give up. I'm Daniel Smukowski, back next week with more stories.
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.